Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, thank you for listening and watching the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best. Today I have a very special guest, Bryant, and we're on location at Tidal Boxing. You can see behind us some gear on location. It's kind of exciting to come out here and do that. Stay close.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need his glasses. He's so loud.
Got to turn.
Yeah. Just so we can get on IGTV, you have to be portrait, not landscape.
Yeah.
So after this, we'll upload it to IGTV. You can find it under Ultra Perform Show or Adam Tajdine. And we're going to be talking about the benefits of boxing. So what do you guys do here? Like when we say boxing, because you mentioned before, what was that, your phrase?
Hit, not get hit.
Hit, not get hit. Yeah. See? Right into that.
Yeah. So basically, you know, you see boxing on the building, and it's more or less to a lot of people very intimidating. Because even, especially if you don't know how to box or you've never done anything martial arts or anything to that extent. So it's more or less, I find people have always wanted to try it, but don't. And so this is a really good thing for a lot of you to really understand that this place is a non-judgmental hit, get hit type of a gym.
Cool.
You come in and basically we'll do a little warm-up, depending on your work, on up, and you do 3-minute rounds, do 8 of those, and then do a core work at the end. And so for your rounds, you see in the bag, we have 40 bags. You can basically, you get your own bag, you do your own workout. Everybody in here is focused on their own workout, so it takes away the intimidation factor that maybe somebody's watching you not do it, because you know it's a big possibility that you know you're not hit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm here for.
Good.
Yeah. I'll come around and I'll kind of direct you. And even before we start the workout, I'm going to show you the basics and show you, you know, the best techniques in the bag. That way we have very little injury during the class. So you can come back and ultimately enjoy it, like, few days and being sore.
Great. So good. So,
yeah. Head to toe.
For people that want to do it.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, people do, but they don't. It's a little different. Yeah.
So, how many calories do you burn in a class?
You're right around 1,000, maybe more.
1,000 calories.
Depending on how hard you work, you can get, you know, around 1,000 calories.
Wow. That's a lot of calories.
Yeah.
What does running do?
I'm not sure what running does, but I'm just going to say, so there was a day I was doing, you know, coaching classes, and a friend of mine was telling me there was a 5K, and afterwards that day, it was my girl. She said, there, we have a 5K with work, you want to do it? And I said, sure, I'll do it. I'm not a runner. I'm not an avid runner, and just go running. You know? But I do a lot of cardio workout here. So basically, I went and did the cardio, or did the 5K afterwards, and I finished fourth place.
Oh, nice.
My legs were done, you know, afterwards, but just my endurance from having cardio and doing these classes was up there. So I was able to come in fourth place.
So do you box only, or do you kickbox?
I do all of it. Box, kickbox. We do a lot of, you know, we'll do personal training. Us trainers, and we have over here, us trainers will get in.
Let's keep talking.
Yeah, we'll get in the ring and do one-on-one stuff and kind of push each other, go just a little bit harder every single time. And, we spend a lot of time here. It's eat, think, sleep, everything title after you get going.
Eat, sleep, think, title.
Yeah, that's awesome. It. That's what we do.
That's good. So I noticed, like, some of the benefits of boxing. I told you I've got a handbag at home.
Yeah.
And I don't use it that often lately because of the weather, but I actually I put some in the ground. Those thicker, all those thicker, since you're always working on handyman stuff.
The thicker, like that.
Yeah, the 9x4 is the next step up. The ones that are like two pieces together.
Oh, okay, 4x4.
Those and a little thing on the top. And it's a great workout, but I noticed I had more confidence because I have more energy. Like, I do those runs or hikes with backpacks.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, I had the, you have, when you have energy, I noticed when you have the strength to do things, you have more freedom.
Yeah.
You're not like, I don't want to carry that, because I brought a folding, I do have some gear, but
yeah.
Once you had it,
yeah.
I brought a folding table and a few things that I load up, and I was like, oh, well, after I load my backpacks, I've got more freedom. I can do what I want. I don't have to whine and complain because I'm too tired to.
And you don't have to get your friend to help carry the couch. You just carry the couch yourself.
Yeah. Well, the couch is a little awkward to carry.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
Yeah.
So what are some other benefits you get from it?
Like you said, confidence. Absolutely confidence. More or less, you know, not the majority of the people watching or even out there randomly in fights, but you know you have the confidence to defend yourself if the situation were to arise. You know the basics of defense. If somebody decides they want to punch you, you know different blocks. You know where to keep your hands so that you can potentially not get injured, you know. And so that really helps with the confidence in that aspect, plus the wanting to stay healthy. So I used to vape. I vape for years. Until I think it's almost been a year I quit, and the reason that I quit was because, and I, you know, I was coming to the classes and I was still vaping at the time, and my lung capacity was fine. It didn't seem any less. But I wanted to see what more I could do, you know, without vaping. Ultimately, I wanted to vape all day. It was the hardest thing to not vape or smoke or, you know, it was hard. But every day when I would get and hit this bag and get half through the class, I thought, yes, this is why I'm doing it right here, because I'm going harder. I'm pushing myself even
longer.
So you
can feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah, yeah. I quit. I mean, it was hard to quit, but it was like coming and putting myself in more of a environment where I want to be healthy. Vape wasn't a part of a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, it's a habit that I kicked doing this. And so, you know, it's been right around a year, and it's, you know, it's changed nothing.
Oh, that's good, though. That's really good.
Yeah.
So you said you have confidence with self-defense. And I thought about that, but I was actually going to mention it before you mentioned that, because of no head turning. But you do. But you don't run around starting fights or anything, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing is, you're not going to go. I mean, or maybe you are going to start a fight. You learn to fight and you go out and start fights. That's okay. That's what you want to do. But, you know, for me, it's more or less like I have the confidence that if the situation were to arise, like I could defend myself accordingly.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. So what kind of people join a boxing club like this?
We have all different kinds. We actually, on Thursdays, we have a class. So, and that's any size kid coming up, you know, and then we have drop-in rates on that. If you want to bring a kid and just let them try it out, $10, drop your kid off, then go through the class, it's an hour. We have those classes, and then we have all different kinds of adults. I know we have one of the members in a different location comes in a wheelchair, and he just uses his arms. So
that's great for him.
Yeah. And there's different classes, silver sneaker type classes, people with Alzheimer's. I heard an event, one of the events we go to, I heard a person saying that they bring in people with Alzheimer's to hit the bag because, and it actually helps them in some way. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a doctor. I can't say, but she basically explained these silver sneaker type classes help people with Alzheimer's. So we have people all the way across
the
board.
What is silver sneaker?
I think it's a little older, you know, like with the Alzheimer's and things like that. And so we set up private classes for, you know, different types of people. If they're not comfortable coming in and doing a group class in a group setting, then, you know, we can set that up.
That's neat. So my dad has Alzheimer's, and I could see how it would be helpful for him, because he'd be doing some cardio, he'd be exercising, which is, I've been trying to get him to exercise for years, and he just wouldn't do it. He'd even go to the extent he'd go to garage sales and buy equipment.
Yeah.
Treadmill, bikes, whatever, and he'd just put them in the house, and he'd never use them.
That's how it goes, usually. When you take equipment to the house, you rarely use it. I have a bag hanging in my garage that I don't even use it anymore, just because I would rather come here, and that's what I'm here for.
So. What? Why is that? Why is it easier Why is it easier to go somewhere to exercise than do it now?
Because
people say that all the time. I have that experience too. I like having it there, so yeah. If I feel like it, I can do some high pulls, because I've got weights set outside too, and box or whatever.
Right.
But I'd rather go to the gym. I'd rather go on the trail.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, for me personally, having a bag in my house, what's more fun, sitting on the couch playing Xbox or, you know, doing something else or going and working out? At my own house, I would rather do a lot of other things. And so I kind of put working out at my own house on the back burner. I tried it out last winter, and then I ended up getting a membership, and then I was here also. And then after I got into this heavily, I canceled the gym membership together. So this is all I have. We have weights here. We have pretty much everything that I need. And I used to be pretty avid, like go to the gym a couple hours a day and work out. And now, you know, I would rather.
2 hours?
Yeah.
2 hours a day?
Yeah. Planet Fitness, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that, too.
Yeah.
I, in fact, at Planet Downtown, they only validate up to 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Ah, come on.
But the thing is.
More time, because they have the massage chairs
yeah,
and
yeah.
all that. Well,
yeah.
That's what I want to do next.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, when you go to a gym, when I would go to a gym, you know, I'd sit down on the leg machine, pull out my phone and text or, you know, talk to people or, you know, I wasn't necessarily getting in the workout. But now I come in here and I do my class in an hour. I'm in out and I just 1,000 calories and I work out, head still, full body workout, and I'm on my way. Now I can do whatever I want because I had somebody here tell me what to do. I had a group in my, you know, all the people in the class. Solid energy level of people just in the bag and have a good time, and then you know, and then you and your drive home, you're just sunk into the seat of the car, you know, just enjoying a different kind of euphoria from that. So,
well, that's cool.
That's why
I
prefer
yeah.
this over going to a gym because I have somebody here pushing me, and I pay for, you know, my membership is paying for a trainer to tell me what to do and keep me going and get through the workout.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
So, how much is a class?
If you want to try, we have typically 3 classes for free if you're not a member. You can buy 3 free ones. Pay for reps, $10 out the door, you've got 3 classes. That will get you.
What's a wrap?
Wrap your
hand.
Wrap your
hand. Let's go.
You want to see?
We'll show it later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but wait. I can leave the show.
Yeah.
You should play.
So basically, you buy your hand wraps because you're going to borrow some gloves and you want to have, you know, your wrist support, your hand support, reusable. You wash them. You can reuse them. So bring them back for your 3 classes. If you do sign up, we give you a pair of gloves, your membership, and you
cool.
kind of get hooked up pretty solid.
So you have to wrap it so you don't break your wrist?
Yeah, you wrap there, wrap around your wrist, and then you'll wrap it up around your knuckles, and then it goes in between your fingers and just kind of lock everything in.
Serious?
Yeah.
So you've got someone
you
wrap
it? Yeah, I'll usually wrap as long as I can get my class or have the front desk or people in the front wrap. Everybody that works here has to know how to wrap pretty much.
I don't wrap hands.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you wrapped. We'll teach you how.
I've been using these UFC gloves.
Yeah, we have.
So they have them like that, and then they have a kind of a wrap around your wrist.
Right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Which helps me, I guess, or it doesn't.
Yeah, we do sell some that you can slip on there, kind of like the UFC gloves. They're just have to go under your glove. They're a little extra. But
yeah, they're a little worn out.
A lot of merchandise.
I know slipped a little bit, so if I don't tweak them,
yeah.
I will start, my knuckle, not hurting my knuckle, but scraping my knuckle.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that definitely happens, especially when you get a new pair of gloves. You got to wrap pretty solid until you break them in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
Yeah.
So, what are some of the freedoms you've also seen besides being able to just run and do a 5K? What else has shown up for you?
Daily at work, I do, I have another job besides this. And basically, I have a lot more endurance in that job. You know, I have to carry heavy things, swing hammers, whatever the job's going to do, carry paint buckets, you know, a lot of different things, a lot of heavy lifting and things like that. And I have more endurance longer, so I'm not as tired at the end of the day. I'm making it through a full day a lot easier than if, you know, I didn't work out and I didn't have the cardio and I wasn't staying healthy, you know, a healthy lifestyle, more or less.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I eat better most of the time.
I was about to ask you.
I slip up.
You know, I'm
asking
you,
yeah,
and you saw that look
sure.
at my face.
Yeah.
I was like, what
yeah.
do you eat?
Yeah. So I mean,
said,
every.
If you're burning 1,000 calories, that's great, but if you're eating 2 squares a day, you just wasted your effort, your time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really, really try to stay away from those things. The weekend a little bit harder. I'm sitting at home, you know, hanging out. But, yeah, I really try harder to watch what I eat now, just to have cleaner foods and things like that. Just, you know.
I've noticed that, like, as I've done it over time practice, I actually have a much stronger resistance to eating sweets.
Yeah.
And more carb, right? So I'll eat a low carb, high protein diet, and with vegetables and chicken, I'm eating chicken like today, out of style. Some fish, but I haven't been good for fish lately.
Yeah, and fish
very
is
little red
meat.
Yeah,
yeah,
very little red meat. But I will, like, hey, like I went to any other night, and I just didn't look sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes for me, I'll mostly eat healthy and then I'll have something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's just if you do it all the time, you're not going to get the results you want.
Yeah.
And usually people want to lose weight. They want to lose weight, they want to be in shape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and so that also brings me to another thing. We have, coming up, have a challenge coming up starting on the 15th here at Tidal. It's a weight loss or muscle gain type challenge. I did it at the end of the year last year. It was an 8-week challenge. And in the challenge, I had 3 people out of 10 complete the challenge. I know it's I feel like kind of the percentage, you know, 3 out of 10 might get to the end, way out. But out of the 3 out of the 10, I had one person lose 10 pounds in the 8 weeks. One person lose 8. One, the third place, gained weight. But it was because he gained chest size. He gained arm size. He gained, and he lost stomach size. So all the way around.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah. He got his goals. And that's what the challenge is about. It's not necessarily about losing weight unless that's your goal. Mm-hmm. It's a your goal kind of a challenge. So we have another one starting halfway through the month. You can always contact Tidal and get information. Get with me, you can get a consultation, and we can do that also. And I had a lot of prizes from a lot of donations. Spavia donated 3 massages. I had great clips, great haircuts. I had, you know, all across the board. I had a lot. The Miplex in District, where we donated us movie tickets, popcorn, athletic gaming gift cards. So basically week to week, and Tidal, of course, supplied t-shirts and things for the weekly winners. So anyway, then I have other professionals that are going to meet weekly with the people Saturday mornings. Every Saturday I have another professional that's going to meet. I have a health coach that's going to meet the first week. I have a nutrition coach that's going to meet the next week. I have and she also has food. She'll do meal prep and things like that. And then the third week, I have a guy that does stretching with slope. He does a lot of different stretching.
What's that?
It's slope recovery. Slope recovery.
What is that?
So basically, he does sports medicine, rehabilitation, things like that. A lot of muscle work. He works out here at Tuttle also. And he'll come in and do a presentation, basically kind of teach people about proteins and the buildup of muscle and what needs to happen. You know, why you need to eat proteins and things, and then stretching as well. So basically just do a and he's giving everybody a discount on his services also.
That's awesome.
For being
so how do you – now, that was a lot of stuff, nothing I expected, right? How do you put all this together? I think I have an idea.
Free time.
Free time?
Free
are
time.
You telling people?
Yeah. Network events, first Friday, same place I meet you, a lot of the different networking events around.
First Friday is a networking event
yep.
that happens at the Megaplex District.
Yep.
First Friday of the month.
Yeah. And so I've met a lot of people through there, and I all over Northern Utah talking to different people all the time. A lot of the donations I've gotten are just talking to people and seeing what we have.
Real quick, if we can hit on this again, Lisa Graff asked, do you teach self-defense?
More or less, yeah. In a sense, everything learning here. You're learning all the basic combinations, but one thing we like to offer is personal training, one-on-one personal training. We have male and female trainers, and you can learn in the ring on your own time. You can learn a lot of different one-on-one, you know, different events and things like that. So,
okay,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Good. That's good. So, yes, Lisa, if I'm pronouncing it right, Griff. Like, how do you spell that? It's a little different. Lisa, yes, they do, if that helps you. And when are what times are some of your classes?
So you can actually go to Title Boxing. So
Lisa wanted to check out a class.
Definitely try in first.
Of course.
Yeah, and the way you're going to find it is go to Title Boxing South Jordan and like the page. Or if you're on Instagram, you can search Title Boxing South Jordan, and then you'll like that as well. And then our weekly schedule comes up on Facebook or Instagram, and it's different trainers. Sometimes it juggles around, but the times are all the same on there. And
so Title Boxing South Jordan.
Yeah, and our schedule's on there, so you can kind of see what works for you. Our trainers are good all the way across the board. I would recommend going to any of them.
Could you mention some of the classes, the times? Morning.
So morning, we have 6 o'clock, and then we have,
I believe, 6 a.m.
That one's really a smaller class, which is good for a lot of people because you can get a little more one-on-one. If you get up, you can get to the 6 a.m. class totally.
Oh, great.
Because you have Mark. He's one of our trainers in the morning. Super good trainer. He's, you know, really patient, mellow, and just kind of flows, and you know, he'll explain to you why you're doing things, which is a big deal for me, you know, explaining why you were throwing that punch that way, and now you get it, so you can, like, you know, you can see why you're doing it. So anyway, we have 6 a.m 9:15, noon, 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30.
Oh, I knew you knew.
I know
too.
Saturday we have a 9:15, 10:30, and Sunday we have a 10:30 class.
So one of the things I do, I mentioned some of the rules, or the things I would do is I try to ask you questions I think people are going to have.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just want to hear what time are the classes. They never look. But if they're in their mind, 6:30,
yeah.
Oh, I have a 6 class. I can just go.
Yeah.
Right? And they could just show up. Right?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, try to get here a little early so we can wrap the hands,
get ready.
You can do that. So
together
a little bit early.
Stuff,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sure pay, you know.
Yeah, so if you get here and if you come to my classes, if you can get to my class, I'm always here 30 minutes early for my classes. I'm always be ready by that time, half hour early, do some MIT, show you one-on-one, kind of break it down so you understand what you're doing before you start the class. That way it's a lot more comfortable. I feel like it's a lot better of a class and you get more out of it if you're comfortable and you know what you're doing, or you at least have a basic idea. I'm not going to just make you get in here and hit the bag and try to collect your money. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do. It's not that fun.
I did a spin class because I was seeing someone that taught spinning and or spin, and I did the exact same. So I just ran in there. I was like, oh, what do I do? Where's my feet go? It was funny. I had gone drinking the night before. It was a hard class. If I hadn't, been running in the middle of these weighted backpacks, I would have died.
Yeah.
I kind of died.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good to go in and prepare. Like,
you can get in 15 minutes early and we'll get you taken care of. I'm usually here, and for the most part, there's not a lot happening. You know, I'm hanging out, hitting some bags or whatever. So if you come in and I'm here, just say, hey, come and show me how to do this.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about is one of the benefits of stress.
Yeah. Oh,
It's good for stress. Now, how is it good for stress?
Well, there's so many reasons. It's hard to just pick one or two. I can't really go more than a few days without coming here, hitting the bag, and just getting that set on, getting that cardio, and get that workout. And, you know, before it was hard to get here a few days in, though. But after you get here and you leave, like, everything's just kind of mellow. Your stress goes away. Whatever stress you have, we always yell, leave it on the bag. Leave your week on the bag. Hit the bag, whatever you're mad at. There's an out right there. You know, hit the bag, kick the bag, you know, and it really does help. It works, and you don't.
So now does that help, kicking or hitting something instead of just holding it in?
That's what you said right there. Holding it inside is not good for anyone. You know, you can talk about it. That usually helps stress. I'll talk about my stress to somebody I don't even know, but it'll help the bag too. And that really helps. It for some reason, it just releases those endorphins and kind of calms you down.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah, it lets you go, and doesn't mean like if you don't go to class, you're going to go hit the person you're mad about.
Or you do. Maybe you should just keep coming.
Just keep going to class so you don't get in any trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if someone wants to like take action today, you're teaching a class
tomorrow. 7:30.
Well, there is a class that starts.
There is, yeah. We have classes starting here at 5:30.
Yeah, that's why we're doing. We usually do the show at 5, but that would have been pretty tight to figure all that out.
Yes.
But they have a class starting here at 5:30. And tomorrow he's teaching a class at 7:30.
7:30 all week. I'll be here at 7:30.
So that's your class, 7:30
this
Monday
week,
through Friday.
Yeah.
All in moves.
Yeah. So I set up a group class, which we like. I was mentioned earlier. I have a group class with a lacrosse team. They're gonna come in and do 4 classes. Tomorrow, Thursday, 4 times this month, they're doing the classes kind of to kick off their new year and get their team's cardio up and get
good.
That. So they
lacrosse
have
lacrosse from where?
I think it's high school. Yeah,
that's
I haven't met the coach. I've talked to him. But anyway, I believe it's a girls lacrosse. So they're coming in. They're gonna work it out.
Box? I'm just kidding.
Hey, I know some girls.
I know.
I don't even mess around anymore. But yeah, we have the group classes coming in. So the next couple nights will be super, you know, kind of busy. But
we're good.
It's fun. It's really good time. Especially
40 bags here, right?
You have 40 bags, yeah. Yeah, we have
40
bags.
See them in the background there.
Yeah.
There's a lot more bags behind us there. Tell us real quick about. I was asking. I was asking one of the owners what the devices on the bag.
Oh, yeah,
those
yeah.
are awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, I don't want one at home.
Yeah,
man.
So we're the only ones in Utah that the only ones that have impact apps on our bags. And basically, what that is it's a little box.
You can see it. You can actually see
stand
it
right above
right
the little,
top.
The little
see that
title label. There's a little box on there, and it keeps track of how many times you hit the bag. And how hard you hit the bag. So, and then on the sides of our room, we have 3 TVs on three different walls, and each track of your score. So, basically, at the end of the class, you'll have a score. And one thing I've noticed, if I come in here and there's certain people in the class, and I'm coming to do a class, and I see them, because I'm a pretty high-scoring guy, you know, I was. And I see those people, I know I'm going to have a class that, you know, I'm going to have to fight to get to the top score. So more or less it's kind of a challenge. And I don't like to have a low score. But I have to fight hard.
So the high score means how many, how hard?
It puts it together. And then if you download the Impact Wrap app on your phone, it will
send Impact Wrap.
Impact Wrap. It sends the information to your phone. And so it'll keep right after the class is over. Sends your score over.
Really?
It sends you over how many
That's
times
awesome.
And how hard you hit it, and then you can track your own progress. That's mostly what it's for. But some of us use it for competing with each other.
Sure.
I got you.
Yeah. So. Does it show calorie burn?
No, not on that.
No, cool. But it shows you you have something to go by. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. It's definitely fun.
I'd have to get one with the house.
Yeah. I'm sure you could.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything else I'd say?
Well, I mean, promotional-wise, we have a sale going on this month. If you sign up in January, you get half off for the month. And then towards the end of the month.
That's half off.
Yeah, half off, not bad for, you know, a month.
Yeah.
Come in, try it out, see if you like it, get signed up. We have tons of different packages. And like I said, it's the intimidation factor goes out the door. As soon as you walk in and realize that it's like Cheers in here, you show up and everybody's like, hey!
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So there's a culture. There's a group.
Yeah, you have a whole family. You know, everybody's super cool. I put out a survey, and it was literally one of the answers I got as far as the question was, how do you feel like you're treated by staff properly when you come in? And that was one of the answers was, it feels like I'm walking into Cheers every time
Oh, nice.
I come in. And so I have nothing but good feedback on all the surveys I've put out to all of our people. And so definitely come try it out. We have a lot of sales going on. The owners are awesome. They take care of their employees as well as the members. So
yeah, they're nice to me too, so that helps.
Yeah, you're first.
Great. Well, thank you for everyone for listening and watching the Ultra Perform Show. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Ultra Perform. We've got a new product called Kick Hunger, which helps suppress your appetite. There'll be a website under everything. You can just click on it and order if you'd like. It helps suppress your appetite. It's 100% guaranteed. And we have a couple other things like Kick Butt Energy. Check it out. And keep your eyes and ears open for our next show coming soon. You can also hear us and watch us on Google. You can just Google Ultra Perform. You can say, Alexa, play the Ultra Perform Show. We'll start playing the last show, which is this one right now. And you can actually say, I figured this out. Let's skip. Think. Go back. If you say go back, it'll go to the next show, oldest show, newest show. And you can keep doing that. It'll keep playing the show until you run out of shows. But if you're doing that, you need to call me because you really like the show and we can have you sponsor or something because there's 130 shows.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. Have a great
day
and you know where to get a hold of him. How about a phone number real quick?
Yeah, 801-828-6876. Reach out to me. We can sign you up, get you signed up with the challenge for sure.
Great. Thank you guys. See you later.
Thanks a lot.
Just take me a second to turn that off.